92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 437-1620 if you'd like to join the conversation today. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio, we have Sherry and Mikayla from the Pensacola Humane Society. Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Good morning.
So I see we have a furry friend in the studio.
We do. We have Mr. Logan here today. He's 2 months old, and he's a brown and gray tabby. Very, very sweet.
He likes to even walk on a harness, and he's been doing very well. He's just been trotting around the whole radio station this morning.
So just 2 months old.
Yes.
So how did he come to the society?
So I think he was actually born in shelter. I think his mother came in pregnant. She was well in doubt when she came in, so she went ahead and had her kittens in shelter. So I think he's got a few siblings at the shelter as well. He just happened to pick us. We were like, who wants to go to radio today? And when we opened up that kitten room door, he was like a dog pointer. And he was like a pointer. He was just like tail straight, nose pointed right at us, and he darted right at us. And we were like, okay, I think you said
pick
me.
That's the one that wants to take a road trip today.
For sure.
That's nice. So what else do people need to know about him?
So he comes, he's already neutered. He comes with his FVRCP vaccine. If he stays at the shelter until he is 3 months old, we'll go ahead and get that rabies vaccine and that FELV vaccine on board as well. He has been tested. He is negative for FIV and FELV. He's a bouncing baby boy. He's ringworm negative, super healthy.
Microchip.
He's just ready for his new home.
That's awesome. More of a lap sitter, likes to play.
A little bit of both. He will snuggle. He definitely likes to roam around and be adventurous, but he will snuggle and purr in your lap when you want to sit down and kind of relax. He will too, especially if he's got a full belly.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's so very fun to play with.
Yeah, absolutely. So if people want to come see him, best time to do that.
We open up at 11 and we close at 4. Try to 3:30-ish, 4 o'clock. That is Tuesday through Friday. Saturday, we open 9 to 1 p.m., and Sunday and Monday, we're closed.
And our address is 5 North Q Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505.
Nice. And if people want to see them, can they see them at pensacolahumane.org?
Let me hop on real quick. I'm pretty sure
I'm
you
pretty
can.
Sure.
Yes,
yeah.
His name is Logan. He is available, so his little picture will pop up when you go under Available Pets under Kittens.
Yeah, those kittens, especially at that age, completely adorable.
Yes. And they don't tend to last very long. They tend to fly out our doors. They come in and somebody sees their cute little face, and they tend to fly out that same time.
Nice. So what else do you have going on at Pensacola Humane Society?
Yeah, so we actually got a couple events coming up. We've got a big adoption event at the Equestrian Center off 7750 Mobile Highway. It'll be a lot of fun. It's a whole bunch of different rescues coming together to do it. Escambia County will be there, Santa Rosa, us, Pensacola Humane Society, and I think a couple others. There will be food trucks, beer and wine, a silent raffle, kids' activities and music. There will be vendors that'll be inside areas and some that are outside, so it'll be nice. There'll be both areas that if you don't want to be out in the heat, there'll be some areas where you can stay cool. It'll be a lot of fun. I encourage you to bring your family, your friends, your pets if you want to. Mm-hmm. It'll be a lot of fun.
So what day of the week is that?
Sunday. That is Sunday. That is actually this Sunday. It is from 10 to 4 p.m.
Okay.
And then we've actually got another adoption event coming up off of Palafox Market. That is September 14th. We're calling it Community Day, and that's at the First United Methodist Church. And that'll be a lot of fun, too. We encourage you to come out. We'll have some dogs out there that'll be available for adoption. And if you're not available, if you don't want to adopt one, hey, maybe you can come foster them. We'll be ready to do all those kind of things there, too.
That is awesome. So those events, again, can be found at PensacolaHumane.org?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
They sure can.
Free events? Or people have to pay to go at
so
all?
So they are free. They're completely free. All we say is just come out with your family and friends with a smile on your face, and we would love to have you.
Awesome. So I don't know if I'm allowed to say this in front of a cat, but Barktoberfest?
Yes. So Barktoberfest is also right around the corner. That is October 27th. It's a Sunday. That'll be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It'll be at Civil Square. It'll be so much fun. We'll have prize contests for best costumes, owner lookalikes, best tricks, small dog races. There'll be food trucks with lots of tasty beverages and foods. There'll be face painting, a photo booth, a little petting zoo, canine demonstrations. There'll be some adoption areas. Escambia County will be out there. Santa Rosa will be out there. We'll be out there as well. It'll be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And so for the petting zoo, what kind of animals are you going to have at the petting zoo?
I am not sure yet. I think they're still in the works of trying to figure out exactly what animals are going to be out there. And they're trying to figure
goats.
I think there'll be some goats. Maybe are some rabbits. I'm not 100% sure. I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Okay. And food trucks?
Yeah, I'm not sure which food trucks we're going to be out there.
Still lining those up as well?
We are. And I think we'll have a Greek one out there, a coffee one I've heard of, and maybe...
I think there was like five or six food
shop.
Ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Five or six food ones, and then we had coffee ones. We had the ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm.
So was that Kona Cone, I think, is who was out there this last time. And those are
Kona Ice, sure.
Yeah, those.
And then
those
Mr.
Awesome.
Softies has
Mr.
Came out
Softies has been out there, yeah. So definitely come on out. Come out hungry.
Is there an application process if food trucks want to participate in any of your events?
Yeah, so if you are interested in being a sponsor or a vendor, you can email us at barktoberfest@pensacolahumane.org, and one of our people on the committee of the Barktoberfest committee will reach out to you and get everything situated and get everything squared away for you.
Mm-hmm. And even for the event at the Equestrian Center, are you still taking vendors for that?
I don't think so.
I think we've got all our vendors that we need as it is already just this Sunday.
Okay.
We've kind of already got that one planned out, but if you're interested in becoming a vendor at any of our events, you can still reach out to us and we'd be happy to get you on our schedule somewhere.
Nice. And Barktoberfest, the canine demonstration, are you working with the sheriff's office? Who are you working with on that?
I am also unsure.
Oh, okay.
I am not actually on the Barktoberfest committee. I just kind of help go to the function and help
do the
thing once everything is ready. They're still in the works of it since it is kind of like a month out. They're still trying to get all the fine details together.
Okay, perfect. So let's talk about some of the different programs offered by Pensacola Humane Society. Bathe-ins. I was reading about that.
So the bathe-in, we aren't doing those at the time right now.
Mm-hmm.
The last one I think was supposed to have been last month, but we got rained out. And I'm not sure if they're going to start them again, but if they do, it's not going to be, I think, until June. So far for this year, we're all done with those.
Okay. And food pantry?
The food pantry is usually the first Tuesday and the fourth Friday of the month. So we just had it this past Tuesday. So when is the...
Our next pantry date is September 20th, and the pantry is super helpful for people in the community who are a little bit down on funds at the time. If your paycheck doesn't hit till Friday, we're able to help you out. We'll give you a little bit to hold you over. If you need have cats, we'll provide you with cat food, cat litter, wet food, hard food, any kind of thing that we have extra available that's been donated that you think you would need, we will send out for you. We've even had some cat trees donated recently that we would be putting out at Pet Pantry. If you're have a dog, we'll feed you, send them out with dog food, puppy pads, leashes, harnesses, anything that we have, we'll try to set you up for success. That way, our goal is to keep animals in houses, so if we can provide the community with these resources to kind of help their pets stay in home, that's what we would prefer to do.
Absolutely. Sherry and Mikayla from Pensacola Humane Society, our guest today, 437-1620, if you have any questions for them, and we will get those answered for you. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh,
Don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Listen to live coverage of the presidential debate Tuesday night. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's another edition of Frisky Friday. In the studio with us, we have Sherry and Mikayla from the Pensacola Humane Society and Logan.
Logan is just hanging out and taking a nice little nap now.
You know, I just had a weird thought. So Logan is his name.
Yes.
Did he come with that name, or did you name him?
We did name them. I'm not sure which girl did name him at the shelter, but one of them did. I think they just thought it was a very sophisticated name, and it just fit him.
Okay, because I'm thinking about Wolverine, X-Men.
Hey, that works, too. He's got some claws he can put out if he needs to.
That's true.
Nice, and he looks very comfortable over there, wrapped up in a blanket.
He is just hanging out. He is very cozy.
I love him.
Well, that is awesome. If you'd like to see Logan again, you can visit PensacolaHumane.org.
Yes.
And come see him again when?
You can come down from Tuesday to Friday, 11 to 4 p.m. We try to start doing our last showing appointments around 3:30, 3:45 at the latest. But if you want to come on down and see him, just come down by 5 North Q Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505.
And you mentioned that when you have adoptions like this and you're promoting them, they tend to go pretty quickly.
They do. Yeah. The kittens don't seem to last very long.
So within a day or two, if you want to see him,
yes,
definitely get down there.
So
come on down. He's looking for his forever best friend.
He is.
So we were talking a little bit about the various programs that are offered. Let's talk about fosters and medical fosters.
Yeah, so right now we actually have a need for some medical fosters. We could really use some retired nurses, some vet tech assistants, anybody with any sort of medical knowledge. We've got some babies in that are kind of sick and need some TLC. They're on some eye meds and some oral antibiotics. They possibly need some fluids every once in a while as they're getting better, waxing and waning, so we just kind of need some fosters who can give that really good attention and who have some experience working with sick things. So if you're a retired nurse, if you're a vet tech who has a couple days off of work, or if you're a vet tech assistant, please give us a call, reach out to us. We'd love to have you as a foster. We'll provide you with everything you need. If we send you out with a neonate, we'll send you out with all the supplies. You won't have to buy anything on your own. If you just want to give us your time, we'd really, really appreciate it.
So I see a foster application on the website. Is that something that they would fill out, or is a medical foster different?
Nope. So they would just put on the foster application everything about themselves, fill it out super easy, and then our foster coordinator will actually reach out to you and kind of pair you up with a friend at that point, kind of off of your application. It gives you the opportunity to kind of let them know what experience you have, so we'll be able to assess it at that point.
Mm-hmm. And so they can fill out the application online, and it'll submit directly to you?
Yes, it will. And then our foster coordinator reaches out to them, and then we get them on board, and we usually get them on with the pet within that same couple days that they applied. So.
Sure. How long is the foster commitment?
So it really depends on how long you are willing to foster. So if you're only able to foster for a couple days, that's helpful because it gives us an opportunity to line up another foster. If you're able to foster for a few weeks until they're not neonates, not on the bottle anymore, or until they're well, that's also super, super helpful as well. So it really kind of depends on how long you're willing to foster. We don't force anybody to foster longer than they can, or we don't do anything like that. So it's whatever you're willing to give, we'll take.
Sure. And what support does the Humane Society offer for somebody who is a foster?
Yeah, so we provide you with all the equipment that you would need. If they need the cat food, we'll give out the bottles, the formula, the heating pads, the carriers, the playpens, the litter pans, about
formula,
anything you can think of that they would need, we will send out their beds, toys. If they think that they're starting to get sick or anything, you can make an appointment with one of our vets. We'll get them in, get them taken care of. So we try to get them the best of everything that we can to offer.
Okay, sounds good. And then how old does somebody have to be?
So you do have to be over 18 to foster. If your kids are interested in fostering and they're teenagers and you're okay with it, you can come down and help them foster. Just kind of let us know, like, hey, I'm fostering this pet. It would be under your parents' name, but you would be able to help your parents out with that fostering. So
sure. And what kind of animals? You mentioned cats.
So right now we have a really big need for neonate cat fosters and like sick kittens. But we do have some puppies that could also be fostered. We're looking for fosters always for adults, kittens, neonates, you name it, we're looking for them.
Wonderful. So if you're able to assist, please reach out to Pensacola Humane Society.
Yes.
So do people need to be in Pensacola to foster? Can they be in Escambia County, Santa Rosa County?
They can be in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. We just require that they come in on the scheduled appointment. So if they have a vaccine date, that we just got to be able to make it to those appointments. And they are during the day sometimes. So you just have to be able to coordinate that with your work schedules or if you've got school, anything like that. So, and we're pretty accommodating. So if you're not able to make it in on a Monday and you let us know a couple days in advance, we can schedule it on a different day with a different vet there. So,
okay. Let's talk a little bit about volunteers. What kind of volunteers are you looking for right now?
Anybody. I'm just somebody who wants to just come sit in a kennel, pet a dog, if you want to take them for a walk. We have volunteers that come and clean the cat and kitten rooms. If you want to help feed them, I mean, it's just anything. There's so much to do at the shelter. And if you want to come in and help with all of that, that would be great. If you just want to come and sit down and hang out with the dog or cat, that's great also.
If you want to just come in and play costume party and dress up that's all our true. Friends and take pictures and post them on our social media page so all of our friends can see what fun we're having, that's always an option too.
A lot of them are very good about it. They like
yes.
it. So they like to dress up.
That's nice.
And they're so, like, oh, I'm being touched. This yes. is great.
Yes.
So I see that the socializing the cats and kittens and the dogs is a big part of that, too.
Yeah, we get a lot of cats that come in. A lot of the kittens that come in have been found out in the elements, so out in nature. So a lot of times they come in and they're not domesticated yet, so they're kind of little spitfires. They'll spit at us, hiss, and swat. So when we say socialize, we're just trying to get... before they go out into foster homes, make them more domesticated and let them understand that humans aren't going to hurt them. We're only here to be good for them. So
absolutely. And there's a volunteer application as well?
Yes. So if you want to put in a volunteer application in, it's super easy. You put the application in online and then the volunteer coordinator will reach out to you and they'll schedule a mentor date and you will come in and do a day with a mentor. And if you're looking... if you're more interested in cats, we'll set you up with a cat mentor. And if you want to work with dogs as well, we'll set you up with a dog mentor. And once you go through your mentoring process, you can come in and go as you please.
Wonderful. Sherry and Mikayla from Pensacola Humane Society, our guests today. If you have any questions for them, 437-1620. You are listening to Pep Talk on 92.3.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready to ignite innovation and drive success in Pensacola? Join Startup Source Pensacola on September 12th for an Entrepreneur Resource Expo at Brownsville Community Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is dedicated to empowering our local entrepreneurs and connecting them with essential resources and expertise. Whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur or an established business, come out to connect, share, collaborate. For more information, visit StartupSourcePensacola.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income,
Financial security is about more than investments. Robert's Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Robert's Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 437-1620 if you'd like to join the conversation today. They just saw what happens behind the scenes when somebody forgets to hit his own microphone button. Once again, we appreciate the Pensacola Humane Society being here today. We have Logan in the studio with us, hoping that Logan gets a good home. He's over there. Is he playing now or is he still taking a nap?
No, okay. He's playing now.
He's wonderful. A two-month-old beautiful tabby. He is a domestic short hair, and he is looking for his forever home. He comes neutered. He comes up to date on his vaccines. He'll come with a little bag of food, and he is ready to rumble with your new family.
He has all the cuteness coming with him also.
He's definitely very, very cute. So if you want to go see him today, again, the Humane Society opens at what time?
We open up at 11, and we close at 4 p.m., and that address is 5 North Q Street. And don't forget to come see us this weekend on Sunday, September 8th, from 10 to 4 p.m. at the Equestrian Center, 7750 Mobile Highway, Pensacola, Florida, 32526. It'll be a lot of fun. There'll be Santa Rosa County will be there, Escambia County, and Pensacola Humane Society. There'll be food trucks, beer and wine, a silent raffle, some kids' activities and music, and we'll have some vendors with covered areas and some outside areas as well. Come out and join us.
That's going to be, and it's absolutely free, right?
Yes, it is absolutely free.
That is awesome. So let's go through the wish list a little bit here, because I know that you have a wish list posted on your website. What sort of items are you looking for?
So we're just looking for like the main necessities for animals. We're always looking for leashes, collars, harnesses, dog food, cat food, beds, litter pans, cat formula, dog formula. I think that's really like the main things. Yeah. We could always use some bleach, some cleaning products, laundry detergent, toys for the dog, some tennis balls, you name it, we need it.
Mm-hmm. And just making a general donation to Pensacola Humane Society as well.
Of course, yes. That's always very, very helpful. That way we can put resources where they're else needed.
That's awesome. Anything else we need to know about Logan?
Nope.
Again, he's the star of the show today.
I just think he's ready for his forever home. He will be hanging out at the shelter today from 11 to 4 p.m. Come down and see him.
Well, he looks like he's trying to get on
friends.
The microphone over there. trying to bat at it a little bit there. That's awesome.
He's trying to come and see you. And today is his first day walking on a leash. So he's young enough where you could give him leash training and he could walk down the street with you.
He's done great.
Sherry and Mikayla, thank you for joining us.
Thanks you so much.